I have very artistic daughters, and due to the circumstances at home, they've all done their little bit and helped me with slides. I quite like those. Not sure about hope, but it looks like you hope you get there, but it's good. I appreciate that. I hope and faith, difficult one. I kind of was slightly envious of Seon, so I kind of thought, worship, quite like that one, but faith and hope. And Steph very kindly helped me on this. She reminded me of something that we were taught as children, of this acronym, Forsaking All, I Trust Him. I think that's faith, really, in a nutshell, isn't it? Forsaking all. There's so many questions that you might have, but you forsake all and you trust him. I hadn't got any questions for the final, you know, the sort of when we go into our little breakout groups. And I wondered if there was an acronym for hope and whether we could come up with one. I've got one in my head, but I won't repeat it. But forsaking all, I trust him is very good, I think, for faith. So the question is, how is your Christian faith? I don't know where you are in your journey and your pathway with God. There are different ages and stages here. There's old people like me, and there's younger ones over there on the table, colouring in quite happily. Different stages in this room. How are you with your Christian faith? Do you get the odd doubt or the odd wobble? Does it happen? Sometimes doubts do come in and you get down and it's... you can't see Jesus in person and prayers bounce back and you question and you wonder and you doubt. And I was thinking of Luke 24 and I kind of hoped my daughters would have listened to me and put Luke 24 and written it out, but they haven't, I don't think, no. That's just another slide. but Luke 24, there's two people that are down. Their faith had taken a wobble. Their hope was, they say, we had hoped. And it appeared fragile and broken. Jesus, their friend, was gone. His lips were stopped. His hands were on a cross. They were nailed, so they couldn't heal. His feet were nailed. He was gone. He was finished. And their faith and their hope was gone and wobbly. And then Jesus turns up and walks beside them. They didn't realize it at first. And that's my first point really, is faith is in a person. Faith isn't in faith. You can ask God to move the, you can have faith in God to move the mountain. It says that in the Bible, but it's God that moves the mountain. It's not faith. It's faith in God. It's faith in a person. It's hope in God. It's hope in a person. And I'd like you all to understand that. I remember in this Christian group, I don't know which church or meeting you go to here, but I just want to say this. When I was younger, I used to sort of think, oh, that pile of chairs in the corner and those dusty old hassocks. If only it was a drum kit. And there was Dan on the drums and Felicity on the flute and, I don't know, Tony blowing the trumpet. My faith would be so much stronger. That's not the case. Because faith is in a person. Always remember that. It's in a person. And those two people on that road to Emmaus, their faith was in Jesus, but he had gone as far as they knew. If you struggle with your faith at times and you get doubts, I love the way Jesus draws alongside of them, matches his step with theirs. And then instead of saying, do you know, I'm going to go up to glory and then I'm going to come back again, he tells them to look back. And he goes over history. And I'll get rid of my slide. Oh, Ashley, what's happening? Where's slides back again? There we are. Thank you. Jesus says to them, look back to the prophets, the things concerning himself. He goes back to history. And if you get a wobble in your faith, take a moment, all of you, and go back to what God has done. Sometimes you look, and I do, I look at the clouds, and I think, well, Jesus is going to come from the clouds from heaven. That's our hope, that's my faith. And you think, oh, it's tough. It's difficult to understand logistically how it's going to happen. And then you look back. You look back to creation. You look back to the beauty. You look back to what God has done with his hands, with his words. You look back to the miracles. You look back to Bethlehem. You look back to all these things. You look back to the creation. You look back to... you look back to Tom, creation. Look at that. Where is he? Hiding somewhere. Oh, sorry, Tom. There we are. That's what God does in creation. So you look back to the clouds and the sky. Look back to Bethlehem. Look back at what God did there. Look back at the miracles that Jesus did. Look back to the cross, the stone rolled away, the empty tomb. Looking back helps you to look forward in faith. If you've got a wobble in your faith, if you've got a doubt, just stop and look back at what God has done and he's able to do. And I think that forward view is clearer. I don't want to make drama, and I'm also aware of time. Am I going on and on and on? I don't want to make up a story or drama, but just about 3 weeks ago, my wife didn't turn up like she normally would to home. And I thought about ringing her, but I didn't. And then Lily walked in the door, and normally my wife, Ginny, would have brought her home. And one by one we said, have we heard from Mum? No. And then her number came up on my phone. And it was a policeman. It wasn't her speaking. And it was the police to say she'd had an accident on the way home. And I don't want to make much of it. Safe to say two things. Because in those moments my head was spinning. It's just so many questions. How has it happened? What's the state? Is other people involved? Lots and lots of things were just slowly going around in my head. But I do remember the police saying, don't come here to the scene. Go to the hospital. Go straight to the hospital. And I was thinking about the obedience of faith. The Bible has so much instruction in it. And sometimes with faith you can question, you can have doubts, you can think, well, how's that going to happen? Do I need to do something else? But the Word of God says to do stuff. And the Word of God is an authority. And you know, there was blessing in my listening to what the police were saying, despite my turmoil going on in my head. And they said, go straight to the hospital. And it's like the obedience of faith. I did exactly as I was told. I didn't question it. I didn't doubt it. I knew I had to go, and I went and got my keys. And I started my car and I drove myself to the hospital. I didn't know what I'd find. But I just wondered it, and I've come this way just for a little brief time, just to appeal to everybody's heart here, that when the Bible says, and it's God's word to do stuff, even to the simple part of believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, just accept the authority. Don't doubt or question it, but do it. Because there's blessing, wonderful, wonderful blessing in doing what God says. And every word of God is true. When Jesus says, I am with you all the days, he is. Whether you're queuing in the post office, whether you're at school in the playground, whether you're on a bus, whether you're in a traffic queue or at the dentist, I am with you all the days until the completion of the age. The word of God is true. The second thing the police said to me was, she is badly injured, but she is alive. Wow. What a statement. And your faith, friend, depends on someone being alive. And Jesus is alive. So your faith is real, because it's in a real man. It's a real man who has died and died for you and loves you, shed his precious blood for you. But it's in a man who is alive. Jesus is alive. Don't lose the reality of it. Come and see the place. May it change your life. Read in the Gospels about the people that experienced it. A stone rolled away a man they loved, who had died but is alive. The two people in Luke 24, they came to it, didn't they? Their hearts started to burn within them because they realized that he was alive. And you know, when they realized it, he was gone from them. He was gone when they realized. And you kind of think, well, my faith would be so much realer if I could touch him, if I could talk to him right up close in person. But you know, they had the same experience as you and me. He wasn't actually there when their hearts began to burn within them. And I think, Ashley, other than just reading these words to you, absolutely beautiful words of someone who doubted and who denied Jesus. This is Peter. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Peter came to that, and that's the point. You might have a wobble in your faith, you might have the odd doubt, but how wonderful to come to that. The inexpressible and filled with glory. I think that's rather beautiful. I did at the end. Can we go back with this thing?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom. Hope, mini eggs. I also have in my bag a packet of mini eggs. And I kind of thought, whoever came up with the best acronym for hope gets the pack of mini eggs. That's me done.